Good evening. So we started talking a couple nights ago about some of the halachos of keeping food on the fire for Shabbos, returning it to the fire on Shabbos. We started last week talking about the idea of shehiyah, right, leaving the food on the fire going into Shabbos, the requirement of that the fire has to be garif hakatam, it has to be covered in some way. So we mentioned that that's why a person will cover the knob on their crock pot, cover to put some tinfoil on it in the warming drawer, etc., to make sure that the item on which you are leaving the food is the fire is covered, right? That's a reminder not to adjust it in any way, because back in the times of the Chazal, they would actually do that. The food starts to cool down, so you would mess with the coals. You could actually be igniting a fire. So we continue to do the same thing, that we shouldn't, Chalila, end up violating Yisurim Malacha, because we want the food to stay warm. So what about if a person wants to have food on the fire for Shabbos, set up in the right way, it's on your hot plate, it's on your crock pot, it's on a blech, and you want to take it off to ladle out some of that food, and then you want to put it back on. We're not talking Shabbos morning. We'll talk about that next time. But this is Friday night, and this can happen in a myriad of situations. A person could we mentioned the other day, guys want to grab some food from the crock pot and then put it back in, or you're serving a soup Friday night, and then you want to put it back on the fire because maybe people want seconds and it's going to cool down. So what do you do? What's the halacha on such a case? So the first point still holds. The item has to be garif hakatam. It has to be, the fire has to be covered. On a hot plate, by the way, in general, we assume the hot plates either are non-adjustable, in which case you don't have to cover anything, or if they're adjustable, you have to cover the knob on them. But you don't necessarily have to put down something to cover. Some would argue you should cover the hot plate itself. Most people don't require such a thing. But so you have your food's in the hot plate. It's on the blech, right? It's in your in a crock pot, and you want to take it off and put it back. What's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about this case, and it says the following: it says kira shehi grufa k'tuma. You have a stovetop that is it's covered. The fire's covered. V'natalak dera me'alei afilu b'Shabbos. If you took the food off on Shabbos. Mutar lahachzira. So if you took it off, you can put it back. How can you do that? Three requirements. Number one, kol zman shehiro sachas. It's continued to, sounds like to boil, but to be hot. And the Rama adds, ve'odah b'yado, and you leave it and you keep it in your hands the whole time. And then he writes, v'dayto lahachzira. And you want to, and you have in mind, when you take it off, you're going to put it back. So these are the three requirements. Number one, the food stays hot. Number two, you're still holding it in your hand. And number three, that you had in mind when you took it off, that you were going to put it back on. What is this all about? Why are we doing this? So the postim explained, because all these things, what do? They make your hachzara, when you put the food back on the fire, it's ke'ilu, like an extension of the original shehiyah. You originally were leaving it there from before Shabbos. When you have all these requirements, what are you doing? You're just taking it off for a second and putting it right back on. So it's ke'ilu, you just left it there from Shabbos. Ke'ilu, you didn't even take it off. So, but there's a couple of details here. So number one, what does it mean, a dan rosachas? It has to be boiling hot. So the Mefarshim talk about the Iglai Tal, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Moshe Feinstein, they point out, as long as it's still hot. I mean, hot enough that if you wanted hot soup, it's still hot. So then you can put it back. If it really cooled down, then you put it back on, what's going to be the problem? Bishul could be, if you assume, yesh bishul acha bishul, certainly with they can have bishul again. Even by, certainly many assume that when it comes to liquids. So then if it's really cooled down, you put it back onto the fire, it could really boil up again, so it could be a real shiloh bishul. So it has to be hot enough that a person would eat it. If you're looking for hot soup or a hot cholent or whatever, that's still hot. That's number one. Number two, still holding it in your hand. So many of the posts can point out, Rabbi Ribbia points out in his sefer, it doesn't have to be your mamish, you take the cholent out, you someone has to hold it, in the air while someone takes the food out. No, you can put it on the countertop, but you should keep your hand on it while you're doing that. And that way, if you want to put it back, you're ready to put it back on. And da'ita lahachzir means that when you took it off, you just say, I want to put it back on, right? So you take it off, take some food out, and then you put it back on, and that would be a permissible way to do that. So this is what we call hachzara, or chazara, right? You're returning the food to the fire. This is, again, probably the least practical case. Yeah?
If you forget for like 1 second and take your hand off, then you can't put it back?
Forget for, if you like, it could be if you have like, within Shalom Lecha Rebbe Mori, I don't know, it's over chance. Yeah, just for a second. Okay, yeah. But Derek Klal, you hold on to it. You hold on to it, right? It's not a case where you put the food out, you serve the soup, you put it on the counter, you left, you went back to the table, and then, let's put it back on the fire. No, at that point, you're done, right? As long as you're right, you're still there, you're holding it, you're ready to go, you took your hand off for a second, you'd probably be okay. But generally, you're still involved in kind of keeping it right there. That would be okay. And if you do this, so this is probably the least practical, but it does happen. It does happen. And this requires these three requirements. The fire has to be gar fakat, and the fire has to be totally covered. And then you have to have those three requirements. The food is still hot when you put it back on, that you're still holding it in your hand, and that when you did this whole process, you were daita lahachsa. You did it in mind that you wanted to put it back. And if you do that, then even food that you took off the fire on Friday night, you took them off Shabbos day, which is similar at any time on Shabbos, you want to put it back on. So this would be a way to put it back on in a permissible fashion. Next time we'll talk about what about putting food on the fire, in front of the refrigerator, and putting it back on Shabbos morning.